Hello, folks, and welcome to another episode of Under Western Stars. I'm your host, Tony Norris, and out here at the old ranch in Doney Park, we're fortunate to have my old friend, John Messenger. I think he's on his way to the hole in the wall. He needs to hide out for a while, and he's going to stop in with us and visit and sing some of his songs and reveal some truths about a life well lived. John, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm tickled to be here.
Well, and you are here by the miracle of Zoom. And every single one of your hairs has turned gray. The last time I saw you, you had lots of dark hairs, and they're all gone.
They're all gone. There's just varying shades of gray. Not quite 50, but several shades of gray.
John, we've been crossing paths for 20 plus years, I suppose, at the cowboy poetry gatherings and music festivals around the Southwest, and just the delightful times I've spent on your back patio playing tunes. And you've been up here in the Big Pines of Flagstaff and brought tunes up this way too. You're one of my favorite songwriters and performers. I'd like to give folks a taste of what you do. We could start off with the tune Sunrise. It's not really a tune, it's a recitation. What can you tell me about that?
I sat down at my kitchen table one day and had been exposed to a lot of the news. And this must have been back in turn at the beginning of the new millennium, I think. And it just fell out. I was messing around with the progression of Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. And something happened in it and turned to it, and this started to fall out. It took about 20 minutes to write, and it was originally presented as a singing number. Jeannie Cahill thought that it would get more punch with the story if we just did it as a recitation, so that's how we recorded it. And we recorded that in Oklahoma, out at Strang, Oklahoma, in 2005, at Jerome and Jeannie's place in Strang. We just set up in the fifth wheel and stuffed pillows and everything, and caught some wonderful sounds of the birds singing in the rain on the recording of So Lonesome I Could Cry on that same record. It was a great time and fun to do, and Eric Campbell, Jerome Campbell's brother, came over to play fiddle for me, and he did the song in one take, and he'd never heard the song before.
Let's hear it.
Comes a sunrise over the mountain, coming to light our way. Comes the sunrise over the mountain, make him welcome on his way. Make him welcome. The light is coming through the darkness. It's cutting through the edge of night, and the darkness cannot contain it, just because it burns so bright, just because it burns so bright. There comes a pilgrim across the desert, thirsty on the burning sand. And then a single word is spoken, and there is water on the land. Cool, clear water all across the land. And in the desert, it shall awaken. And it shall blossom like the rose. Because the word shall overtake it, and it cannot be opposed. No, it cannot be opposed. Speak the words of love and mercy as we ride along our way. Passing through the heart of darkness into a bright new day. The light is coming through the darkness. It's cutting through the edge of night. And the darkness cannot contain it, just because it burns so bright. See, it burns so bright. Oh, it burns so bright. Well, that's what he said. Let there be light.
John, some of your historical storytelling songs just do such a great job of taking me to time and place. What's behind the song Jornada de la Muerte?
Oh, a couple of things. I have a history with the Pueblo Uprising in New Mexico because I had to memorize a speech by Popey, who was a leader of that uprising, for my Spanish class back in freshman year. And then the next thing that happened was my son Austin and I were sitting around playing guitars one night, and we developed that, you could see it shine in silver, reference to mirages and the way things disappear in life when you're just sure that you were there. And then Les Buckham decided that he wanted to write a song about Jornada del Muerto because he had been passing down I-25 and seen one of those old fellas that dragged their crosses along the medium on the highway. And he wrote up some verses and sent them to me, and I married them up with that chorus that Austin and I had written. And presto change-o, we had a song. And we got over into San Diego at Ken Wilcox's coordination of the event, and we recorded that in a guy named Pete Kennedy's studio down in San Diego back in 2012, I think.
En el camino, so many years ago, 1,500 miles from Santa Fe to Mexico, south of Old Socorro, there the darkened shadows hold the secret of the ancient Spaniard and the northward quest for gold. There ain't no water there, they said, 90 miles of burning sand in La Jornada del Muerto, the journey of the dead man. You could see it shine in silver, how it beckoned in the distance. Swear to God, it's only one more mile. And just before you realize you're never gonna get there, it'd disappear right before your eyes. Leave you praying for water water on the burning sand. A mirage in the desert, just dust there in your hands. The Pueblo had grown weary of the one God's earthly hand when they rose up in 1680 and they drove us from their land. We were praying for our homeland when the Pueblo came to fight. We left 600 souls behind along the southern flight. Left the breaks of the Rio for the level desert floor, where many men would perish and be heard from nevermore. East were the San Andreas Cavallo mountains to the west. Fort Selden from Fray Cristobal put hardy men to test, made them pray for water. Clear water on the burning sand. And we could see them shine in silver, how they beckoned in the distance. Swear to God, it's only one more mile. Then just before we realized we'd never ever get there, they would disappear right before our eyes. Left us praying for water. Cool, clear water on the burning sand. A mirage in the desert, just us there in your hands. Water there, they said, 90 miles of burning sand in La Jornada del Muerto, the journey of the dead man.
John, the next song you're going to play for us, Windmills. Gee, I love that song for so many reasons. It has an optimism about it, a sense of hope and regeneration. It takes you into the lofty atmosphere that windmills take you. Windmills were really an important part of my childhood, and on the dry Texas plains, it was such a gift of mercy to find a windmill and to be able to drink at the water trickling out of the old mossy pipe. My father at one point serviced windmills, and he told me about rebabbiting the bearing.
Yes.
Okay. He talked about rebabbiting the bearings on a windmill and how he would have somebody down on the ground build a little fire and melt the babbit in a tin can, which he would pull up on a wire and then pour in place while he held the axle steady. You've spent a lot of your life working with windmills, John.
I spent two good solid years working on windmills. I started on the Diamond Day, alternately known as the Gray Ranch, in the Boot Heel of New Mexico. I started there in September 97 and worked there until September of 07 and worked there until November of 09. 185 wells on the property at the time, and half of them had windmills on them. Everything from little 6-foot wells at the mills, at the 6-foot mills at the Gillespie site, and a 20-foot aero motor out at the Sacagawea, and we worked on all of them.
Wow, 20 foot.
Got to participate in that babbitting procedure once. Hot lead. It was quite the thing. And yes, the miracle of water in the desert. We provided water for cattle, but we also had little drinkers that birds and small rodents would get their water from. So the entire group of mammals that live in that part of the Boot Heel benefited from the wells of the Diamond Day.
Now, John, you were on the mud crew. Is that right?
Yeah, they called it the Mud Gang.
The Mud Gang.
Yeah. The Mud Gang. Welcome to the romance right there.
Could you be afraid of heights?
I wasn't afraid of heights. I wasn't afraid of heights then. I was cautious about heights. The Marine Corps taught me heights. I rappelled out of helicopters. I never jumped out of any perfectly good airplanes, but I slid down ropes out of helicopters in the sky. I was trepidatious for a little while, but I got my way, and I got to where I climbed a windmill and didn't have any fear. Safety first.
Okay, John, let's listen to your singing of windmills. Thanks for this song.
Thanks for playing it. Thanks for liking it. I sat down to write the damn thing one day because I hadn't written anything so long. I said, I will, by God, write a song today. And that's what we got.
The sun's coming over the mountain. There'll soon come a change on the wind, and the hawks flee their nest with a creak, 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 creak. The windmills are turning again. He stands in the tower surveying the land. Two big pipe wrenches are clutched in his hand, and he dangles in space at the close of the day. The windmills are turning again. Pipelines and water from windmills and wind. The windmills are turning, they sing as they spin. Turning and pumping and resting, and then the wind changes course and refreshes again. Bringing up water from windmills and wind. The Czechs sing their song of the ebb and the flow, and living things blossom and prosper and grow. And the Mud Gang packs up as the mill starts to spin. The windmills are turning again. Grease 'em and weld 'em and cuss 'em each day. Pray that the platform don't break away, but the hawks will come back at the close of the day, and the circle come full round again. And they'll flee from their nest with a creak, 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 creak. The windmills are turning again. They spin, turning and pumping and resting, and then the wind changes course and refreshes again, bringing up water from windmills and wind. Life's living water from windmills. Thank you.
This next song comes from quite a literary ancestry. John, tell us about the origins of Spanish Johnny.
Near as I can tell, the body of the poem was first written by Willa Cather. It's got a bit that was added on by Paul Siebel. And his version was what was touched on by Emmy Lou Harris when she recorded it, got into the ears of my friend Lance Gray. And we were playing together. He introduced me to it. I fell in love with it. It's a great story about a guy that'd be a wonderful human being if he just didn't consume that gin. And Mama always told me to be careful when I went out there because you can't tell what in the world is waiting for you. And the song tells about Spanish Johnny, so I'm not going to give any giveaways on it. It's a brilliant story.
Spanish Johnny.
Those other years and thirsty years, we drove the big herds through. I tried to forget the miles we rode in Spanish Johnny too. He'd sit beside a water ditch when all his herd was in, and he'd never harm a child but sing to his mandolin. The old talk, the old ways, the dealing of our game. Spanish Johnny never spoke but sang a song of Spain. But his talk with men, it was vicious talk, man, if he was drunk on gin. Oh, but those were golden things he said to his mandolin. Judge, we had to stop him then, for the hand so gentle to a child had killed so many men. He died a hard death long time ago, back before the road come in. And the night before he swung his son to his mandolin, carried him out in the morning sun, a man who'd done no good. And we lowered him down in the cold, cold clay, stuck in a cross of wood. And the letter we wrote to his kinfolk for to tell him where he'd been. Then we shipped it off to Mexico along with the mandolin.
Spanish Johnny. Thanks for that, John. Thank you for being my guest here on Under Western Stars. I'm your host, Tony Norris. John, we want to thank you for joining us today. How can people find you?
They can find me on Facebook. Just look for John Messenger. They can get me by email, rocamusic@msn.com. That's R-O-C-A, Roca Music, all one word, all lowercase, rocamusic.com. They can call me up at 520-456-7229. And you can always find me at Jacob's Music Shop, 1682 Fry Boulevard in Sierra Vista. Well, thank you for having me on Under Western Stars. And thank you for your friendship all these many years. It's a joy and very precious to me, Mr. Norris.
Under Western Stars is sponsored by the Historic Museum Club in Flagstaff, and also the Flagstaff Arts Council has given the show a grant to help it in production. Matt Sarnowski, as always, is our engineer. And we want to thank you for tuning in. I'm Tony Norris. Time to head down the trail. If I don't see you in the future, I'll see you in the pasture. Adios.